Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Alrighty, happy Wednesday, everybody, across the fruited plain, joemessinashow.com, Realside Radio. Welcome, everybody, to a wonderful Wednesday evening, and happy Flag Day to you all. June 14th, it is a historic day. Haven't watched anything on television or on the internet today. I've been very, very busy with work, but hopefully, they are reporting the fact that on this day in history, June the 14th, 1777, Congress adopted the Stars and Stripes flag and the new constellation. It's a, hey, listen, Flag Day. I think Harry Truman made it an actual thing for us. But it goes back a couple hundred plus years, and it gives us a sense of the fact of who we are, and it reminds us of the fact that the United States of America, we've, man, faced a lot of challenges over the decades and centuries, but we always remain strong. And I will tell you right now, it's those 13 stripes and 50 stars mean a lot to those of us who are right now taking a look around and scratching their heads and wondering what the heck has happened to our country. Yeesh, holy cow. This hour, of course, we're going to be talking about, are we now living in a time where we are literally, well, are we dealing with a two-tiered justice system? Two-tiered. Rules for thee, not for me. As we're seeing right now with the indictment of Donald Trump, this thing's serious, folks. I know Trump is, you know, he's being Donald Trump. And he made a relatively good speech last night. He showed up in Little Havana in Miami yesterday and looked every part of a happy warrior. But this is serious. This is really serious. And we're going to be talking about that this hour with Dave Carter, who's going to be joining us, because the Trump prosecution right now, you know, it may begin in August. I don't know. They're going to try and get it in before the election. But think about this. There are 37 counts. And for Trump, his team must run the table on all of them. This man, Donald Trump, who turned 77 years old today. Happy birthday, Donald Trump. Cannot allow for a single count to survive because the charges come with a potential of 10 to 12 years in prison. Now, you can say, listen, he's a first-time offender. He may not receive prison time, but this is no ordinary case. So I look at this, and obviously we are mortified. There are a lot of people that are out there that are just as upset about this. Some of them are level-headed thinkers. Many of them are independents. And they take a look, and I know you've heard it all. Yeah, we saw Hillary Clinton and Sandy Berger and a whole array of other cast of characters who all broke very similar statutes here. And none of them were taken to task. Yeah, Sandy Berger had to pay a $10,000 fine. Clinton, right? For those of us of a certain age. Hillary Clinton has been celebrated, and she's in fact now selling merch with hats saying, but her emails. I mean, the audacity, the temerity. Does this stuff make you angry? It certainly makes me. So we're going to be talking here this hour with Dave Carter, who is a return guest, a good friend. He's been on the show before. He's a columnist and he's a podcaster and a radio show host himself in his own right. And we're going to be talking about the fact that we are now looking at a two-tiered justice system in this country, whereby the elites, the power, the people who are calling the shots, the marionette string pullers of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, the Marxists that are amongst us, are fully, fully intent on making sure that Donald Trump not only doesn't serve president again, but serves his remaining days in jail. This is what they want. And there are 37 counts against him, and he must run the table on all of them. Otherwise, today's his birthday. It may be conceivable, more than conceivable, that this may be his last free birthday. We can argue about it. We can hem, we can haw, we can cry, and we can scream. But the reality is that this administration, and the powers that control this administration were threatened by this president for the past 7-8 years. He threatened them. He threatened their way of life. He threatened their power structure. And now they're coming after him. And anybody associated with him, by the way, don't think this just ends with putting a president behind bars for something, quite frankly, that not only shouldn't be raised as an issue, it's certainly not a misdemeanor, and in no universe is this a felony. We'll be right back here after the break. Happy Flag Day, everybody, June 14th. And we'll be back with more here at Realside Radio. Joe's out tonight. This is Whiskey Dave, and I'll be with you for the next 3 hours. Don't go away.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life, unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
He found a way. Does Bryan Cranston, Walter White, amazing. And there is certainly something shady that's happening across the fruited plain here. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe tonight, again, as I always love to sit in on Wednesdays and discuss the you know, it just seems like every single week it gets worse. My God. Happy Flag Day, everybody. And happy Flag Day to our guest and return guest, our good friend here, columnist, podcaster, radio show host, former private detective, and retired senior military historian, Dave Carter, who you can find at DaveCarterOnline.com, joins us tonight to talk about this and a whole lot more. Welcome back to the show, Dave. How are you?
I'm enjoying the continuing crisis. How are you?
Man, I just don't know. Maybe we should just get out our skewers and marshmallows and sit and you know, let the bonfire just continue. I don't know what to do at this stage.
In deference to you, we have to have some whiskey too, you know.
Well, we have to have some whiskey as always. Right. Welcome back to the show, my friend. It's always good to
hear
from you. I've got so much I want to talk with you about tonight, and there really is, I mean, from a pragmatic and incredible radio voice at the other side of the country right now, there's no better person to have back on the show than Dave Carter. Dave, you know, before the break, I was talking about this two-tier justice system that we're facing right now. I'm just catching up on the news today. I've been so busy in conference all day. But there is an article that is coming out saying Jack Smith, who is the who's, you know, the prosecutor here against Trump, he could sidestep Eileen Cannon, who is the Trump-appointed attorney down, or I'm sorry, the Trump-appointed judge, district judge in Florida, by charging Trump in New Jersey, because accordingly to some folks that are looking at this indictment, the 37 counts in Miami related to the classified documents being mishandled, but apparently it says that he may have committed additional crimes at his private residence in Bedminster, and there is a huge push right now to also charge him in New Jersey. This thing's evolving every single day. What do you make of all of this?
So I haven't seen that. So would that be everything just coming under one tent, if you will, one legal tent in New Jersey, and we'll just pick up stakes from Florida and move it all to New Jersey? Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, the term sidestep certainly denotes that. The one thing that I did see yesterday, and I was reading and watching as much as I could, was there is a huge outcry right now from the left and the mainstream media. I repeat myself. And it's about the fact that this Eileen Cannon, who is a Trump district judge, may be favorable to Trump in their eyes. And they are looking for any way possible to make sure that this man serves the rest of his life. Today is his birthday. It may be his last free birthday, because they really, truly want to put this man away in jail. And here's the thing, Dave, and I want your opinion on this and everything else that we're talking about right now.
Mm-hmm.
They are filing 37 charges against this man. 37. And here's the thing. At 76 years old, I'm sorry, 77 today. He just turned 77 today. He has to run the table on all 37 counts. He can't lose one, because all of those charges are possible prison time.
Yeah, 10 to 15 years, I think, on any one of them individually. So if he ran the table minus one, then conceivably he could go to prison for the rest of his days. That's that. And I agree with you. I think that that's what they want. But I don't know, because the other half of my brain says they've got to know that if they do that, they've created a martyr. They have strengthened and won him more converts than he would win to his cause by himself. So it seems like a foolish, you know, goal. But then they're foolish people who do foolish things all the time, so I wouldn't put it past these folks.
Well, they seem to be getting away with it. This is the critical thing, and this is what I want to love to talk to you about, you know, the two-tier justice system that we talk about here. You know, you don't see Sandy Berger, you don't see Hillary, you don't see a slew of other people that should have been convicted on certain things, and they've all just got this pass. And here's Donald Trump, who stands up and he says, I'm going to be fighting against these people, the deep state, the power, the elites that control everything. They are the marionette strings behind this president and vice president. And by threatening them, they went and they want to literally take him out. Are people going to be accepting of this two-tier justice system, or are they just blinded to the fact that they hate Trump and the media is telling them what to think?
I think a majority of people think that this is just unfair. They're not everyone is blinded by ideology to the two-tier justice system. As you know, I write over at Ricochet. There was a person that wrote an article on the members' side behind the paywall a little while back. I'm going to read you just one paragraph of this because the writer's anonymous, but it so well sums up where I am and where I think a lot of people are right now. It says, the FBI and intelligence community are brazenly political organizations. There's been no serious indictments of the perpetrators of their election interference in not one, but two elections against Republican candidates. We can't assume to have free or fair or honest elections anymore. If I ever serve on a federal jury, I will forever assume the accused is unfairly accused under this system we now have. If I have the pleasure of sitting on a jury for someone who is accused by the DOJ and FBI of tax violations, fraud, embezzlement, perjury, etc., I will vote to not convict. These agencies can't unwhore themselves. They can't regain trust but by opening up the windows and indicting everyone involved, no matter how high up, and that they will never do. That's where I think we are, and I think something like that, as bluntly as it's written, will resonate with a lot of people. That sentiment is very concisely expressed in that one paragraph.
Yeah, it certainly is. And I know that you are a writer, Ricochet, and we've got a commercial coming up here in less than a minute. Tell everybody where they can find you and read all of your great stuff, by the way.
They can find me at DaveCarterOnline.com. You'll see some articles that I've written there, some podcasts. In fact, I've got a really great one coming up soon. I think you may know the guest that I'm going to have. So the Dave Carter Online is the place to go, and then Ricochet.com, you'll find me over there as well.
We'll have a hootenanny on that one. That will be a lot of fun, Dave.
Absolutely.
Yeah, listen, we're going to carry through the break here. I want you, to stay with us this hour because there's so much that I try not to get down, and then I take a look at our former president who was in Little Havana yesterday, smiling. They were praying for him, singing him happy birthday, and whatever you think of the man, you've got to respect his ability to look at the bright side of life. So listen, we're going to be right back here through the commercial break. Don't go away at Real Side Radio.
Awesome.
Dave Carter Online will be coming back, so don't go away, folks. We've got a lot more coming up here with Whiskey Dave at Real Side Radio.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. Wall Street closed Wednesday with stocks mixed. This comes after the Federal Reserve announced it would be pausing its rate hiking campaign for the time being. At the closing bell, the Dow fell by 232 points. The Nasdaq rose by 53. The Virginia teacher shot by her six-year-old student in January is out of a job.
An attorney for Abigail Zwerner claims she was fired and doesn't understand why. But a Newport News school district official says the 25-year-old informed them in March she wanted to resign and her contract ended Monday. Zwerner managed to evacuate her class before getting help for injuries. She since filed a $40 million lawsuit that accuses administrators of ignoring warnings hours earlier that the boy was armed. His mother faces state charges for not locking up her gun. She also pleaded guilty this week to federal charges. I'm Lisa Taylor.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Welcome back. Whiskey Dave here on, let's see, my goodness, bottom of the hour already. It is already, my goodness, holy cow, how are we already halfway through June? Happy Flag Day, everybody, across the fruited plain. Joe will be returning tomorrow night, and I'll be joining my good friend Dave Carter from DaveCarterOnline.com tomorrow night as well. We're going to be recording something special. I'll make sure next time I'm on, I'll point you in his direction, but or you can just bypass me and go directly to DaveCarterOnline.com. Dave, like I said, I've been in a conference all day and basically spent like 20 minutes before the show just catching up on the news. And I'm taking a look here, and MSNBC is number one. We got trans rights, and they want to turn kids into these little Dr. Mengele projects that they have.
Right.
We're seeing, you know, things happening in the way of abortion. Apparently polling for abortion is hitting record highs right now. It seems like dogs and cats living together. We are crazy. What is happening in our culture and our society here?
Dave, did you see what happened in New York City today with respect to Mr. Penny, that Marine that dealt with the situation on the subway?
Please share with everybody.
They have indicted him. They have indicted him on criminal charges.
Wasn't that a mistaken death? That was not intent, right?
It was not intent. So it's, I think it's a second-degree manslaughter, but they've indicted him nevertheless, which means that in New York City, or just about any other progressive utopia that you can name, if you want to be indicted, you have to actually fight crime. If you're the criminal,
is this that guy Bragg?
Yes, precisely. And so you're talking about cats and dogs, and up is down, and down is up, and right is wrong, and wrong is right. That's the kind of thing we're talking about, and it's writ large all over the place. The weekend deal at the White House, where they flew the pride flag. It's acceptable, apparently, for a trans male to female to jiggle his fake boobs on the lawn at the White House.
Yeah, I did see that. That was, and for our guests, or for our guests, for our listeners that didn't see that, a man who, as you said, got surgery, so he's got a new meat suit on him, took his shirt off, literally bare-breasted fake boobs on the White House lawn. Doesn't the LGBT community condone that, right? Everybody condones that. Tell me everybody does.
The White House, to their credit, has reluctantly, in the face of enormous criticism on that, has said, no, that was unacceptable. However, I think it's still acceptable for a drag queen to jiggle his wiener at the people's kids. I think that's okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it really is. And the world has just turned completely upside down here, and I don't know. I don't know. We'll tell minors that they're too young to get cigarettes, they're too young to get a tattoo or get piercings or get booze or vote or see an R-rated movie, but it's okay for them to go ahead and have body parts lobbed off and sterilize themselves for the rest of their lives. That's fine. That's fine, even without parental consent, which raises the point. I was thinking about this. What if, hypothetically, a 13-year-old child decided that they want to identify as disabled? Maybe as an amputee, or maybe who is someone who is blind. Following the logic that we're seeing from the left, do surgeons then have an obligation to maim these children in accordance with their wishes without parental control, or parental consent even, as minors? Is that now permissible? If not, why not?
Well, I think you just hit the nail on the head. You've got to be 18 to get a tattoo because that is permanent.
Right.
And you can be 5 or 6 years old and feel like you're a girl that day. And if you've got crazy lefto parents and your crazy lefto doctor, they can just maim you for the rest of your life.
Well, and in some places, I believe it's now Wisconsin, a city in Wisconsin, has said they are a sanctuary city for kids that wish to do this without the consent of their parents.
Okay. I don't understand this. I've always thought that there was going to be a logical common sense middle. You and I have talked about our common sense majority for years now, right? We say 10% on the extremes. We see them on Twitter, but the 40% around the middles are your normals. Where are the normals? Where is the outrage on this?
I think, and I've had discussions with my girlfriend, among other folks, about this. Formerly, we've always had crazy theories that tended to originate in faculty lounges, and some of them actually made it into law, and a lot of it didn't work. But still, there were societal guardrails, if you will. There were mores, there were norms, and people knew that there was a certain point beyond which you didn't go. But over time, the guardrails had been removed. Whether it was in government at some levels, in the courts, served as a guardrail in some respects. But systematically, I submit, those things have been removed, and now we are quite literally are going over the edge. Any other good news I can share with you, by the way?
Yeah, my God. I mean, you know, I was saying to my girlfriend just over the weekend, because we got in a discussion about the Trump indictment, and
right.
You know, she, I was saying this is pretty serious. This is like, if you read the indictment, this is like nuclear secrets, and there's apparently a recording of him talking to a guest at Mar-a-Lago and showing him the documents. And she says, it's not a big deal. You know, rules for thee, not for me, and so on and so forth. I said, yeah, all of that's true, but they are still proceeding forward with it. And you can relate that to every other aspect here. You can relate it to the trans efforts. You can relate it to everything that they seem to be doing in the way of trying to destroy our country from within, whether it's crime, whether it's the border, whether it's geopolitics and looking weak overseas. It seems that everything that they intended to do, they are doing and they have done. I don't know how we rebound from this, especially if we lose the next election.
I'm not sure that we do. You and I will talk about this more tomorrow night, but my curiosity now is whether or not they're simply trying to overwhelm us with so many crazy things happening all over the place.
Coward Piven.
Correct. Correct. Yes.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That
overwhelm the system.
Certainly worth considering. Yeah.
Overwhelm the system. So, okay, you're saying you're not sure if we can rebound from this. So I'm not going to get a happy message here. So, okay, for our listeners out there, you know, across the country, whether they're listening live right now or later, you know, driving, you know, whatever they're doing, people are frustrated right now, Dave. People are angry. People are demoralized. And, you know, there is the, we knew that Trump, with all of his foibles and warts and tweets and everything else that made everybody so upset and angry and got frustrated, we knew that he was kind of the last line of defense against these people. And if not for COVID, he may still be the president today, probably would be the president today. But with that being said, are we under the, well, let me ask you this way. Is it only Trump that can prevent this tidal wave, this tsunami of Marxism flooding the zone that is the United States of America? Or is there anybody else in the ether, in the potential candidates that we're seeing for next year, or any other efforts outside of the Trump discussion that could reverse this rot?
No, I don't think that he's the only answer that we have. I think DeSantis has a lot of Trump's policy prescriptions, but I think he's a little more savvy in terms of how to get things done without torquing off the whole world. So that may be an option. But also, and we talked about this before, people have the ability to focus on local elections as well. Yeah. And as we talked about with Peter Robinson suggesting this at one point, is focus on local things that we can do for our communities. It may only be a holding action. It may be so far gone that nobody can actually turn around. It may just be a delaying action. Several years ago, Mark Levin wrote a book called The Liberty Amendment about a convention of states to propose and pass constitutional amendments quite outside anything that the Congress can do. And that's a great book, and there's some good prescriptions there that need to be considered. And actually, that has picked up some speed. I think we've got like 19 or 20 or so states right now that are lined up to do this, and they're trying to build momentum on top of it. That's an option as well. We're running out of things to try, but that may be something that could help as well.
Well, listen, what do they say? It's darkest before the dawn. It's getting pretty dark. It's getting
pretty
dark.
Well, they also say it's darkest just before it's pitch black, too. So this could go either way.
Yeah. tell everybody again where they can find you, please, before we go to another commercial.
DaveCarterOnline.com. You'll find articles, you'll find podcasts, and a assortment of different things. And also, find me over at Ricochet.com and The Dave Carter Show, which Mr. Whiskey Dave is going to be on here tomorrow.
Terrific. We'll be right back after the break to finish up the hour with Dave Carter. Don't go away, folks. We've got a lot more coming up.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Hey, well, don't be a jackwagon. Stay and listen for the next 3 hours here at Realside Radio. Whiskey Dave in the chair for Joe Messina, who is going to be returning tomorrow night, but he's out there saving the world with school board stuff. As Dave Carter likes to talk about, that is where the power is. It's local stuff. Dave Carter with DaveCarterOnline.com is joining us for the remainder of this hour. And as always, a soothsayer of truth. And, you know, Dave, like I said, catching up with the news today, and I just found out that the House of Representatives rejected the Republican-led House of Representatives rejected an effort to censure and fine Adam Schiff over the Trump-Russia investigations and his lies. Now, apparently, I don't know if you followed the story or not, but apparently 20 Republicans decided to not vote to censure him, which would have fined him as well, which, according to one of the House of Representatives who actually put this bill together, it was Florida Representative Anna Paulina Luna, who I'm sure you're a fan of. She's a newly elected
elected Republican. She sponsored the measure and was asked, suggested that a $16 million fine in the House Ethics Committee should be saddled upon Adam Schiff, which was half of the cost of the Mueller report. So it didn't pass because of the fine. She says that she's going to resubmit it again next week without the fine, where she thinks there's going to be a motion to censure, and hopefully that passes. But we're living in an age today where even Adam Schiff, so far, has gotten away with being a pathological liar, leading America into a horror show for the past 7 years that led to a couple of impeachments for the president. And even then, Republicans wouldn't vote to censure Adam Schiff. Right. What gives here?
We've got a situation where Joe Biden is the accusations are credible now that he's bribed to the tune of $10 million. Five for him and five for Hunter. We have phone audio records of him being bribed. We have him storing classified documents. We had Hillary Clinton destroying the server and her staff taking hammers to the telephones. We had, of course, the Sandy Berger stuffing documents in his shorts or his stocks or whatever. It's nuts. And we can't even get enough votes on our side to censor someone that was actively promoting something that the Durham report said was total fiction. You know, Thomas Sowell was absolutely right when he said the favorite exercise, physical exercise for the Republicans in Congress is to run for the hills. So it just boggles the mind. So what stymied this thing was the amount of the fine. Am I hearing that correctly?
According to the AP report, or was it AP or Breitbart? I'm not sure. No, it was AP. So it's listen.
So the GOP blushes at that, but it's okay if they go ahead and try to lock Donald Trump up for the rest of his life for things that other people have done and got away with. That makes perfect sense.
And this is the issue, and this is why I raised it with you. And I'm going to be talking about the Biden situation next hour, and I'm going to be getting very heavily into that, folks. But the key here is what you talk about, and that is rules for thee, not for me. And we are living in that double-tiered justice system. And when I take a look at things like Adam Schiff or Biden or Hillary or Sandy Berger, he ended up getting, I mean, they went after him and they found that he was guilty of stealing articles that were from the National Archives, stuffing him, as you correctly stated, down his pants, and they found him guilty and fined him $10,000. Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. He stuffed them down his pants. Literally, I mean, that's not a joke. That's not an exaggeration, folks. Look it up. And so you've got this situation here where, did Donald Trump, the reports are showing, Dave, that Donald Trump, he received requests from the DOJ to return some of these documents. I don't know the whole story there. Why didn't he return those documents? And if
maybe
he did
try to store them on Hillary's server, maybe that was it. There was a snafu with that.
Yeah, well, if they stored them on the server, then they could have taken hammers to that server obstructed justice, and everything will be fine today.
Apparently.
But
it all depends on what letter you have after your name. If it's a D, you can do what you want. If it's an R, you're toast.
I mean, that's bottom line what it's become, hasn't it?
It is, and unfortunately, Molly Hemingway talked about this the other day, but the damage to the institutions that we thought we could trust is lasting. That little paragraph that I read at the top of the hour is true. I mean, people are just, they don't trust the very institutions that have been trustworthy for all of our lives up until this point.
I don't know how every empire eventually collapses among itself. The Roman Empire, you know, when we take a look at that, what ruined the Roman Empire? It was opening the borders to the Germanic hordes based upon the senators' pressure within Rome. You know, we've done that in our borders, okay? But the level of cronyism and collusion and grift that we are now seeing in our United States government is unconscionable, and I don't understand how, with voices like ours who are just, you know, waifs in the wilderness, nobody basically pays us, but even the voices like Tucker and all of those, they're going after, they're suppressing them. You know, Fox News has lost a tremendous amount of power and clout over the past month because of Tucker Carlson. He's getting millions upon millions of people watching him on Twitter now. They're going after him. They're suing him. They don't want the message to get out.
Yeah, I knew that there was a wing of on the ideological left that really doesn't like the country. I thought that when Barack Obama was elected, I thought that he fashioned himself as the avenging agent. I'm sorry, the avenging angel of national comeuppance. He was here to exact revenge for what he thought were the flaws of the country. I expect that from them. I'm just aghast at the extent to which our own side will help them out in that endeavor, though.
Here's the thing. And I've been talking about this, and I think you and I have probably talked about this. There is a very, very small, tiny, very insignificant number of people that hold the power in this country. And they are pulling the strings of the media, they're pulling the strings of the politicians, they're pulling the strings of our unions and our academia, and they are being funneled money by big pharma and by our industrial military complex and big defense and the banks. And when, you know, there's a report that I read last week, Dave, and I don't know if you saw something similar on this, that the whole wokeism that we're seeing in our corporations isn't because the corporations have all of a sudden become woke. It's because the money managers of those corporations, the big institutional funds, are making sure that the environmental credits, the scoring that they have.
Yes.
Okay, must be raised high because that is what they believe. And the way for us to control corporations and ostensibly the beings that patronize those corporations is through this credit scoring, this environmental credit scoring system. And you must be woke. You must stand up for the trannies. You must be standing up for pride for a full month and all of this. And if you don't, we're going to make sure that you suffer. And Anheuser-Busch came back and said, hey, guys, no, we're not all that woke. And all of a sudden, their stock crashed. From people that have no longer bought Bud Light, but on the same time, they're also getting pressure from the other side now. They're stuck in the middle with you. That's where the power comes.
I have something about that. I need to learn a little bit more, but that sounds ominous because you could reach a point, theoretically at least, where you can be told, no, your money literally is no good here. We're not going to provide you the service or the goods that you need.
Oh, and your cash certainly isn't going to be any good anytime soon either.
Right.
They're going to make sure that is all digitized. See what they're doing. Yep. What Gensler's doing right now to crypto. I don't know if you're following that market. They want to control everything, Dave.
Well.
I know. Wow. We're venting. I'm venting. Because I feel like every which way we turn here, that you know, you're taking a look at you know, walls that just close down upon you as far as avenues to try and want to make this country a better place to live, and it's really becoming unconscionably depressing. It shouldn't feel this way. So maybe we should just turn it off. You know, watch Breaking Bad again.
Well, there's something to be said for that. I my podcast is kind of backing away from. Well, some of this stuff, at least, we still discuss it. You and I will talk about it tomorrow night, but there's some other, I guess it's bread and circuses in the last phase of Rome, I suppose. I don't know, but I just can't be morbid all the time, even though I do think we're sunk, if that makes any sense at all. But at a certain point, you've done everything you can do, and you just hope that your grandkids and your kids will have the fortitude to learn something and maybe get another run at it, another point, another generation maybe.
As depressing as it is, that's the way it feels right now, yet I'm here and you're here. So we are still, there is a glimmer, there is a sliver of a flame. Tell everybody where they could find you, Dave, again, please, and thank you so much for joining us tonight.
It's been a pleasure as always, man. I always like talking with you, even though I'm going to call suicide hotline after this. But anyway, no, but DaveCarterOnline.com is my website, and you'll see articles and podcasts and different thoughts and crazy things there. And then you can go to Ricochet.com and see more of it. And then you look up Dave Carter Show, and my podcast will pop up.
Thanks, Dave.
A lot of good discussion.